It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Yeah, we're 19 because of Jose Bautista.
Oh,
funny enough,
oh
yeah,
wow.
As random as
that's
that is.
That's a great nugget.
I don't think many people know that, but yeah, that was my guy back in the day.
You were at the camp here in PSL in November. What did you focus on there?
It was a new pitch development. We started working towards a slider. Right now, it's kind of in between a cutter and a slider, and we're really happy with the metrics on it.
We got to do this. We have a little game here.
Jonah was telling me about this.
He told you about this?
Jonah!
Welcome to Future of Flushing. I'm Vito Calisi. That's Jonathan Barron, and we're joined by Calvin Ziegler. Calvin, you're fully healthy. You're at camp. How you feeling, dude?
Solid, yeah. It was a great offseason up to this point, so I'm just looking to build off of that and see live hitters next week. So looking forward to doing that.
You're from Kitchener, Ontario. We had Jonah Tong on the show back in September. We interviewed Jonah. Obviously, I'm a big hockey guy. We asked him right off the jump, are you a big hockey guy? He said he had just gone to his first hockey game ever, so that was a resounding no. How about you? Hockey or not?
Yes and no. I mean,
yes and
no. I'll never say no to a ticket. I mean, it's arguably the best sport to watch in person. It's
agreed.
Tough saying that as a baseball
after
player.
After baseball.
Yeah, that's true.
We can all be honest.
I'd rather play baseball.
There you go.
But
there you go.
But no, my dad's a huge, huge Canadians fan.
Oh,
so I grew up around it quite a bit, and we have a local team called the Kitchener Rangers that me and my buddies will
OHL.
Pop out to every so often when we get a couple of tickets. So yeah, it's. I wouldn't say I'm not a fan, but I'm not falling as super hard like most people.
Do you speak any French?
No.
No?
Zero.
Zero?
Bad, very bad in French class.
Do you know my last name is a curse in French Canadian?
Really?
My last name is Calisi, and in Montreal, it's. I don't know, am I
allowed
to say
it? You can bleep it.
Okay, Calais is the F word.
Oh.
So when I go to Canada, every time I show my ID, they start giggling and they call people over. And the first time it happened to me, I thought like it was a TSA.
No way.
I thought I was in trouble because they were literally handing it around. And then one of them called me over and was like, your name is Vito F. You would be a reality star if you were from here.
That's hilarious. What are the odds of that?
Also, the word goal in French Canadian. French, I guess, is butt. So like when the Canadians score a goal, it's just this butt all over the place.
Why am I learning more about Canada right now than I did?
I'm a big Canada guy.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest. Okay. I have three Team Canada hockey jerseys. I have two Gretzky's, one in red, one in white. And then I was in Montreal, sleepaway camp back, and I think it was 2004 I bought one also. So
yeah, my dad's got a signed Sidney Crosby one from the when he won the gold medal.
Oh, the golden goal?
Yeah.
See, that was the one day in my life where I was like, I'm kind of out on Canada right now. That was a tough one to swallow.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, 2010. But
I was in on them.
Were you? Yeah. That makes sense. Did you grow up rooting for the Toronto Blue Jays?
Yes. Yeah, I did. Yeah, it was a huge. Actually, I wore 19 because of Jose Bautista.
Oh.
Funny enough.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
It's as random as
that's
that is.
That's a great nugget.
Yeah. It's. I don't think many people know that, but yeah, that was my guy back in the day. Yeah. I was Vernon Wells, and then it went to Jose Bautista.
Dude, Vernon Wells was so. Good. Mm-hmm. Such an underrated player.
He's a sneaky pick for a lot of guys.
Yes. Like you know, MVP caliber.
Yeah.
You know who the Mets bench coach is, right?
Gibbons, right?
Gibbons. Yes. And he's like, we interviewed him last week. We fell in love with that dude. Like, Gibby is electric. Just a really fun conversation and just like a very old school baseball guy. Like, tells great stories. He had his own podcast.
Really?
Yeah, he had his own podcast. That's why he was so good on us. I heard he's trying to take our jobs.
Uh-oh.
We're going to prove to you that that's not going to happen.
You're going to keep him as a coach. That's good, then.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we try.
Who are your favorite Blue Jays all time? Your Mount Rushmore. Your Mount Rushmore. Not, I mean, like, I don't know what the Canadian Mount Rushmore is, like, Tree Syrup Moore.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, obviously we'd have Bautista up there and Wells. Those two guys are up there. Another sneaky pick for me would be Aaron Sanchez. When he was with them, I loved him.
He was a top prospect.
Yeah, he was a dude.
Yeah.
As far as a fourth guy would go...
Not David Price.
Probably Edwin Encarnacion.
Makes sense.
Yeah, he was another really solid guy there for a couple years.
How about Alex Rios? Alex Rios is pretty good, too.
Yeah, or Jose Reyes. That was also another sneaky pick, another Met there, too.
How about Delgado?
Okay, yeah, that's
are
before
you a little young?
That's before me. I'm an 02 birthday.
Yeah.
So wow.
A little before my time.
What was I doing in 2002? I was 10. That's not that bad.
No, okay. Close enough.
You know, we were talking about Canada, and John brought up Jonah Tong. You guys have gotten pretty friendly over the last few years, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Actually, funny enough, we're roommates right now.
No way!
Yeah, they stuck us together.
Did they do that on purpose?
I think so. Yeah, I mean, we crossed paths a few times, not often. He was a year younger than me in our competition back home, but no, over the last couple of months, me and him became really tight, really good buddies.
I know he played for the Toronto Mets, right? Back up in Canada?
Yeah.
So your draft year, this is around the COVID time, you were drafted in 2021. Canada obviously had some restrictions. So you were coming down to the States to work out, is that correct, during that time?
Yeah, it was really the only option as far as a draft would go. I mean, I was committed to Auburn, but the only way I was going to get seen by Major League Scouts was coming down here and playing. So, yeah, during that 21 year, I came down and I started the year with TNXL Academy. And yeah, I played there until pretty much my last couple games. And then I ended up playing two games with the Ohio Warhawks to finish out my high school career.
You were at the camp here in PSL in November. What was that like? What did you focus on there?
Actually, it was a new pitch development. We started working towards a slider. Right now, it's kind of in between a cutter and a slider, and we're really happy with the metrics on it. I'm able to throw it hard, and I'm able to throw it in zone for the most part. And so that's really what we've been trying to hammer down this whole offseason.
Last year, you did deal with a few injury issues. You did come back at the end of the year, however, you threw an inning. How important was that for you to go into the offseason knowing that, okay, I got back on the mound, I played in a pro game, and now we go into the offseason with a clean bill of health?
Yeah, it was a rough year last year. I mean, a bunch of shit.
No, that's fine. Hey, at least I didn't say it.
A bunch of stuff would pop up. and yeah, just battled with a few injuries, just untimely events. I mean, a lot of them were actually right before I was going to throw live. So we were close to getting back a few times, and then it was just like small naggy things that kept popping up. But yeah, getting into that game was huge. It was just a good reset right into the offseason.
All right, so we got to do this. We have a little game here.
We Jonah like to. Was telling me about this.
He told you about this?
Jonah! All right, so for all those who, I guess, didn't listen to the Jonah Tong interview.
Wait, did you listen to the Jonah Tong interview?
No, I didn't.
Good, a lot of them are the same ones.
I just noticed they were the same ones. I was like, that's stupid.
I couldn't think of that many, whatever. All right, so it's called A or Nay, and we are going to name a person, and you have to tell us whether they are Canadian or not.
Here we go.
So it's a fun game, and we love to play
for
it.
You guys.
All right. Yeah. Let's go. Number right. one, Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Okay. You got to say A.
A.
That's the
A.
End of the
whole. Yeah, I guess.
That's
I guess.
The bit, dude.
All right. Mark McGuire.
No.
Nah. Okay. Yeah.
Eric Lengel.
Nah.
He is. He's from Montreal, Mets bullpen coach. Mm. Yeah. All right. It's a tough one. All right. Michael Bublé.
Say yay or A.
That is correct. Big Vancouver Canuck fan.
Really?
Yeah. He was at the NHL All-Star game. He was like one of the celebrity coaches.
That's right, yeah.
Celine Dion.
Nay.
Oh, she's the biggest. You both got this one wrong, and she's like the biggest one ever.
Just didn't know that.
All right. That's why you come on Future of Flushing. You learn who's Canadian, who's not. All right. Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. Or A.
A. Part owner of a... Oh, no. He was trying to buy the Ottawa Senators. I don't think it ever
worked. Yeah, I knew that one.
Matt Stairs.
We'll go nay.
He's Canadian.
Man, I'm just trying to... do the multiple choice. It's like back in school when you get a couple A's in a row and you got to switch to a B just to make sure.
Oh, that was not going to help you because we had an order and we've just completely disregarded it. So yeah. There's no rhyme or reason.
Sorry, you thought you were going to outsmart us on this one.
But we actually outdumbed each other.
All right, here we go. Brett Hull. You know Brett Hull, right?
No.
No? Hockey player.
He doesn't watch hockey.
I know. A. Well, a. I didn't know that before we started.
I'm going to go A.
Dual citizen. Gotcha.
So I'm technically not wrong.
You're half right. I guess.
Justin Bieber.
Come on.
Yeah. I knew that one. Burlington, I believe.
I think that's all we got on the A or no. Oh, Jason Bay.
Good nay.
He's Canadian.
Jeez, you guys have a full Canadian list there?
Yeah, we didn't not prepare for this.
Well, I thought we were going to have some nays in there.
No, that's why we tricked you. There were some
nays.
Yeah,
you did trick me.
There were a couple nays, but yeah.
That is pretty rude.
We're tricky.
I feel bad.
You did. Hey man, you did better than Jonah, though. I'll be honest.
I'm gonna let him know that.
How is Jonah as a roommate?
Great roommate. Yeah.
I don't know. You paused.
Yeah, I did pause.
You know.
He's usually just chilling. He does a lot of schoolwork. He's still in school.
Really? What's he studying?
It seems like a bit of everything.
That's pretty.
In
cool.
In November, he was doing some math, and now he's taking photos of everything. So I don't know.
Is he a photographer?
I think this class is. Yeah, he's doing a little bit of everything, man.
We got to take some photos with Jonah Tong. That'll be fun.
He should.
Does he take your? Does he take pictures for you?
No. I mean, I did go out. He needed some photo of a wristband on a wrist for his project. So I was that.
You're a wrist model.
I was that wrist. Yeah.
All right. all right. What are some of your goals going into 2024? Big season for you.
I mean, biggest thing is just health. I'm hoping to have a full long season. That would be the main goal. Obviously, besides performance, I'm obviously trying to perform while I'm out there. But really just hammering down that slider development because I have the fastball curveball. We've scrapped the splitter actually, so I'm back to a three pitch guy. But yeah, it's just really hammered down that slider.
And as for playing at low A, you have experienced the automatic ball strike system. Mm-hmm. We've spoken to a lot of people about it. It's really fascinating. And most people say that it really, really benefits the hitter over the pitcher. Do you agree, and what has your experience been with the system?
I mean, as far as the automated balls and strikes go, with like no challenges and whatnot, I don't feel like it benefits anybody. It's the true zone.
Okay.
So there's some pitches where I would throw and I'd be like, okay, that's a ball. And then it's like, well, no, it actually clipped the zone. And then there's some where it's like, okay, I thought that clipped the zone, but apparently not. So it doesn't really benefit anybody besides just really the umpire.
They don't have to hear from the dugouts.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like you complain, you're the one who looks like an idiot.
Now, what's something you would like Mets fans to know if this is their first time getting to know you? What should they know about you on and off the field?
Huge animal guy.
Okay.
Love animals, yeah.
What are some of your favorite animals?
I mean, more like house pets. I have two cats, but I've...
Cat guy?
Yeah, currently. Yeah, I have two cats. Max and Ruby, the show.
Oh, the bunnies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go on, but, and I'll talk about Max
grew
after.
Up, yeah, grew up with dogs, cats through my whole life. So, I mean, they're just always my best friends when I'm back home. Good little cuddling buddies.
Awesome. And let me guess, Max, possibly named after a former Met pitcher and a future... No.
No, he just said Max and Ruby after the bunnies.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
That's why I said the bunnies, and he said yes.
But is it true that you did idolize Max Scherzer growing up?
Yes, yes. Yeah, he was my favorite player, actually, right behind, or right in front of Joey Bats. Yeah, I love the way he goes out there and competes. There's nobody like him. I mean, Mad Max for a reason. He's might be a little bit of a psycho on the field, but I love it.
There's nothing
wrong with
that.
No, it's awesome.
Now, that's off the field. What's something Mets fans should know about you, your intensity, and what you bring to the ballpark?
A completely different guy off the field. I mean, I like to compete when I'm out there. I love enjoying the game. But when I get off the field, I completely leave the game behind me. I'm not trying to be that guy who's, you know, crazy at every point in my life because you got to take a step back from the game sometimes and just be your own person.
All right, final question we ask everyone this when they come on the podcast. When you are on the mound at Citi Field taking your warm-ups, first big league appearance, what's going to be playing? What's the song?
I don't know, because that's a potentially a couple year difference, so you might have it a couple different songs, but currently it's Coming Undone by Korn.
Okay,
yeah, Korn.
Yeah, yeah, huge heavy rock metal guy.
What's that? That's a specific kind of metal, right? Is that
new metal? New metal, yeah.
New metal.
I'm surprised you knew that. It's a good one.
I know my stuff, dude.
Love it.
I know my Canadians.
That's good.
Well, dude, thanks so much for sitting down with us, man.
No,
we're looking forward to this year for you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Calvin.
Thank you.